I want you to open your Bibles to the first letter of Corinthians, the third chapter. The first letter of Corinthians, the third chapter. We are living in the time of the supernatural. Amen. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. This is the time of the Holy Spirit. This ministry has been birthed by the Holy Spirit. Amen. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Out of nothing and out of nowhere this thing came about. Hallelujah. Amen. And that's the work of God. Hallelujah. People who you do not know begin to gather together. Hallelujah. Because they believe in Jesus Christ. They trust in the blood of Jesus Christ. And they know that God saves them through His blood alone. Amen. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And I said to the Lord, Lord, there is so much of a kind of critical spirit and unbelief among the church today, among the people of God today. And I said, Lord, I pray that this morning that the Holy Ghost will put in such amount of faith into you that you would know that we are living in a time of signs, wonders, and miracles, and that Jesus Christ is still on the throne and He is in charge over all. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory under the name of the Lord. The power of God is in the person of the Holy Spirit, and He is willing to manifest that power inside of your life. Amen. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Glory under the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory under the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Oh, hallelujah. When I was born again, I was in a ministry that was under the anointing of the Holy Spirit. We would see daily, morning and evening and all through the day, signs, wonders and miracles. We would see the demons being cast out, the sick being healed continuously, all the time, 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 all the time. That is how I began to have faith that Jesus Christ is alive. Amen. We don't need a bunch of preaching today. What we want to see is the power of God. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory unto the name of the Lord. You are not powerless. Are you with me? He has given you the Holy Spirit of God. Some of you have not appropriating that power in your life because the devil has deceived your thinking, making you to think that you're weak and you're fallen and you're troubled and you're struggling and you think you cannot make it. Let me say to you, there is a one inside of you who is the greater one than the one that is outside in the world. His name is the Holy Spirit of God, and through Him you can do all things. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory unto the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, yes. Amen. Hallelujah. And yesterday night and today morning, I was saying to the Lord, 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 that's where my gifting is. I know that's where my anointing is. That's where God has called me. I, as a matter of fact, I never wanted to be a preacher. I never wanted to be a pastor. I never wanted to do that. And I knew for sure the gifting that is inside of me, the Holy Spirit gifting that God has placed inside of me, is the explosive power of God called the dynamis, the Holy Ghost power, which destroys yoke, which destroys yokes that the enemy is tied around you. And this morning, let me prophesy you over you and tell you, whatever yoke you are under, this morning the anointing of the Holy Ghost destroys that yoke, and you can walk out of this place released and free in the name of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory unto the name of the Lord. But it's just not the preacher. It's just not one person. Let me say to you, the power of God, the resident power of the Holy Spirit of God, is available to everyone who believes in the person of Jesus Christ. And I want to take one scripture today, and then I'm going to just ask the Holy Spirit to anoint you afresh. Amen. Hallelujah. And how many of you know that He will do it? Hallelujah. How many of you know that He will do it? Yes. Hallelujah. First letter of Corinthians, the third chapter. And the 16th verse. It says there, do you not know you are the temple of God and that the Spirit of God dwells in you? Nobody wants to hear those kind of messages these days. Hallelujah. Don't you know that you are the temple of God And the Spirit of God dwells in you. 17th verse. If anyone defiles the temple of God, God will destroy him. For the temple of God is holy, which temple you are. Amen. Hallelujah. Don't you know? Say that with me, please, the scripture. Don't you know that you are the temple of God and that the Spirit of God dwells in you? If anyone defiles the temple of God, God will destroy him, for the temple of God is holy, which temple you are. Amen. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. You know, when Stephen began to preach under the anointing of the Holy Spirit in the Acts of the Apostles, the 7th chapter, he spoke about how God instructed Moses to build him a tabernacle where his presence and his glory could dwell. And Moses, under the instruction of the Holy Spirit, in Acts chapter 7, you will find that he builds a tabernacle in which the glory of God came and abode for a time and for a season. But God said, that is not what I want. And so later on, God told David, build me a place. And David said, Lord, I long to see a place for you, where your glory, where your presence, where the anointing can come and rest and abide. And David was hungry after the Lord, and he was seeking after God to see the glory of God, the presence, the Shekinah, the tangible presence of God come down. Hallelujah. But in Acts chapter 7, you will find Stephen saying, God said to David, David, you are not the man who will build me a place. I have instructed your son who will build me a place. Amen. And Solomon, his son, built him a place, again in which the temple in Jerusalem, where the glory of God dwelled for a season. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. See, if anybody had to have a visitation of the glory of God, once a year they could go through with the blood, past the outer court, past the holy place, past the torn veil, with the incense, right into the presence of God, and have a glimpse of the glory. But not everyone had access to it. Only the high priest had to once a year through with the blood. Amen. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And God says in the Acts of the Apostles, 7th chapter, he said unto even the temple in which Solomon had built him, he said, heaven is my throne, and earth is my footstool. What house will you build for me, says the Lord? Or what is the place of my rest? Has my hand not made all these things? Hallelujah. The 48th verse. However, the Most High does not dwell in temples made with hands, as the prophet says. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Glory unto the name of the Lord. That is why we are a group of people who will never bow down in before any place. You could have a glorious meeting right in a theater if you want to, if you are a person of Jesus Christ. As a matter of fact, I had a desire a couple of years back to buy one of the theaters here in the city to have our Sunday meetings where people could come and receive the word of God. Hallelujah. But then God said, no, 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 I'll get you a better one. Hallelujah. And this year we are believing in God for that. Hallelujah. And I believe within the next 3 months, the Holy Spirit of God is going to give us the first step of that plan in which He will take us to the place where God wants us to have. Amen. Hallelujah. But in the meantime, wherever we meet together, in the name of Jesus Christ, the Lord said, I will be there with you. Amen. He does not dwell in a place made with human hands. On Sundays, you come here and you see the glory of God come over this place. That is because you and me are here. Hallelujah. It is not because this house looks good and the AC looks good, and God says it is hot out here, I think I'll find a place where I can sit in an AC. No, no, no. That's not the reason. Are you with me? Hallelujah. Certain churches are built in such a way that is stained glass and everything. Everything looks good. The architecture is good. The furniture is good. Everything looks so beautiful. And God is not saying, listen, it is so beautiful, I think I'll come and stay there for some time. No, 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 no. Jesus came and said, you destroy this temple and within 3 days I will build it, speaking about his own body. And he said, that is where the glory is. It is in the person of Jesus Christ. Amen. He said, destroy this temple within 3 days, and he did it, didn't he? Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. After his death, burial, resurrection, hallelujah, the glory of God is still inside of him. Amen. Amen. But he said one more thing. He said, hallelujah, the same glory that is inside of me, the same Holy Spirit that is inside of me, that has resurrected me from the dead, I am going to make sure that is going to be there on planet Earth. And he said, hallelujah, I am not looking for Solomon's temple. I am not looking for Moses' tabernacle. I am not looking for a place in the tent which David built me. I am looking for the place that is your body and my body. And he says, I will allow my glory to come and reside inside of you. How many of you believe that today? Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, church. Some of you don't think that the Lord will be able to come and dwell inside of you, do you? Maybe you say, once upon a time he dwelt inside of me. Now I don't think so. I've messed up too much. Now I'm looking for an experience outside. I want to see something happen outside. And some people only get the encouragement when they see a man of God under the fire of God. When they forget that the very same God who's put the fire in that man of God is wanting to do that in their own lives. Amen. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Jesus said in the Gospel of John chapter 14 and verse 23. Look to it, please. The 14th chapter of John chapter 14 and verse 23. Jesus answered and said to him, if anyone loves me, he will keep my word, and my Father will. My Father will. And we, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, we will come to him and make our home with him. Amen. That word actually in Greek means, you know, a permanent resting place. Now, he's not saying, I'll just come and visit you once. When you're born again, I'll just come into your heart. And the minute you sin or do something wrong, I'll just leave you and go. And then you need to look outside to see whether you can find me. No, 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 no. The Lord is saying, if you have obeyed me, and if you have received me and accepted me, then I am going to come in. And not only I, but my Father and the Holy Spirit, we are going to come in and take a permanent resident place inside you. Hallelujah. Come on, church. You're not excited, are you? Hallelujah. Why does he come and dwell inside of us? See, it is not for his benefit. Do you understand that? It is incredible. Most of you are not understanding this. He is saying, I'm coming into you and abiding in you, not for my benefit. But the reason I'm going to come into you and abide in you and make my permanent residence inside of you is for your benefit. Now, how do you know that? Well, look to Ephesians chapter 3. Ephesians chapter 3. Oh, hallelujah. This is exciting. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise be to the name of the Lord. The 14th verse onwards, Ephesians chapter 3. For this reason, I bow my knees to the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, from whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named. Why? 16th verse. That he would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might through his Spirit in the inner man. Why? That Christ may dwell in your hearts through, that you being rooted and grounded in love may be able to comprehend with the saints what is the width and the length and the depth and the height, to know the love of Christ which passes knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. Amen. Now to him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us, to him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. See, he's saying, I am coming into you to make my residence of you for your benefit. Amen. That you may comprehend the amount of love that I have for you. That you may comprehend the height and the width of the love that I have for you. Amen. Amen. That I am not someone far away. I am not someone far away where you have to go looking for me. If you choose to obey my word, I am going to come and make my residence a permanent resting place inside of you. Amen. Where you don't have to go searching for me. You don't have to say, look, I need a fresh touch from God. Somebody help me. No, no, no. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. That you may know the love that is exceeding. See, some of you feel that God doesn't love you anymore. Some of you feel that he doesn't care about you anymore. It looks like he's far away from you. You know why? Because you have not still had the revelation of the Holy Spirit inside of you. And I pray today you will have it. That Christ inside of you is the hope of glory. Hear that? Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. See, now to him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think according to the power. See, you want God to do great things through you? Well, it's not going to come when a pastor comes and lays hands upon your head and say a fresh touch of oil on you. It's going to come when you realize that your very body is the permanent resting place, residence of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit of God. Amen. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Amen. See, he's not a God far away. In the Old Testament, he was a God far away. People had to look for him. But in Romans 10, it says, the Bible says, he is even near you. His word is on your lips. Can you imagine that? You don't have to say, who will ascend into heaven to find him? His word is in your mouth. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Oh, the limited access that we had to God in the past is over. Do you hear that? The limited access that we had in the past to God is over. That is why you and me, when we sleep, we don't have to be worried. We don't have to be anxious. We don't have to get up in the morning. Some of you are getting up in the morning and going looking for the Lord. Lord, I can't feel you. I can't experience you. I don't know where you are. Yesterday the prayer meeting was so wonderful. It was revival. But this morning I just can't seem to find you. You know why? Because you still not had the revelation. It's inside of you. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. That's why once a year, for them they had to go to the mercy seat to hear a communion from God. To hear the voice of God. But you and me, if you know what I mean. When Christ is inside of you, you are not waiting for a voice from outside. That could be the devil. But he will say and whisper and minister to you from deep within. You hear that? Many a people get into a spiritual mess. You know why? Because they don't have this revelation that the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit of God is inside of them. So they're waiting for something to happen from outside. And they want a voice from outside. And they go from pastor to pastor, prophet to prophet. They go from place to place, not realizing, not knowing the truth that it is the Lord himself inside of them who will commune to them and speak to them. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. It is incredible. It is incredible, I said. Hallelujah. See, my house, the Lord said, my house shall be called an house of prayer. Isaiah 52. My house shall be called an house of prayer. You know what that means? See, how many of you, please listen to this. Are you here today? How many of you ever prayed in the morning, maybe for 3 hours, 4 hours, 5 hours, 6 hours, 8 hours, maybe you have taken a week of fasting and prayer and prayed with your Bible, but nothing has happened? You know, the Lord said, my house shall be called an house of prayer. His house is your body. His temple is your body. Amen. And that shall be called a house of. You know what that word prayer actually means? It means actually appropriating God's power and strength. Hear that? Many people pray and they still go out and feel weak and dejected and disappointed, and they fail God and they fall down again and again and again. You know why? Because they have not had the revelation that the Lord's house is the house of prayer, which means the word prayer means appropriating the power of God that is inside of them to every area of their lives by faith. Hallelujah. That is why you and me, if you need to see victory in your life, you need to realize this truth. You say, hallelujah, I'm going to appropriate the power of God that's inside of me. Now let me give you a revelation from the word. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, please, once again. 1 Corinthians chapter 3. Hallelujah. 16th verse. Once again. You there? You there? Do you not know that you are the temple of God and that the Spirit of God dwells in you? The 17th verse. If anyone defiles the temple of God, God will. For the temple of God is holy, which temple you are. That word defile and that word destroy, that word destroy actually means to get into depravity. A withering away or a wasting away. You hear that? If you defile my temple, the Lord is saying, you will just waste away. Some of you wonder why your life is not worth anything and why you're just wasting away. It could be because you have destroyed the temple of God. But there is restoration for you today. I said there is restoration for you today. You're wondering why you're just wasting away or withering away. That's what it means. Just withering away. Just wasting away. You know why? Because you have defiled the temple of God. And let me give you this. What defiles the temple of God? Matthew chapter 15. Open with me, please. Matthew chapter 15. Oh, hallelujah. What defiles a man? But those things which proceed out of the mouth comes from the, and they defile a. Do you hear that? But those things which proceed out of the mouth come from the, and they defile a. And what are those things? The 90th verse, for out of the heart proceeded thoughts, evil thoughts, murders, adulteries, fornications, thefts, false witnesses, blasphemes. These are the things, come on, which defile a man. Incredible. And you know which
is the mother of all those sins. Please hear me well, and if you miss it, you miss the whole thing. You know which is the mother of all those sins? It is a sin called unbelief. The Lord is saying, listen, you're concerned about these evil thoughts, adulteries, fornications, all that. But all that is proceeding out of you, because you have not believed that I have taken my residence inside of you. Come on, church, I don't think you got it. You are praying, saying, Lord, get me out of fornication, get me out of adultery, get me out of stealing and lying, and get me out of evil thoughts. The Lord is saying, listen. Even if I get you out again, you will fall into it, because the mother of all those sin is the fact that there is unbelief inside of you. You have not trusted as me abiding in you. Oh, come on. Hear that? You have not believed that I have taken my residence inside of you. You think you got the devil inside of you, and that is why you are acting as one. But when you realize your body is the temple of God, and the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit have taken a permanent residence inside of you, and when you believe that, the power of God that's inside of you will be appropriated to every area of your life. Oh, hallelujah. Come on, church. I don't think you still got it, do you? Many a person comes week after week saying, God, get me out of this habit. Get me out of sin. The Holy Ghost tells you this day. He declares to you, do you believe? It's not the devil who is living inside of you. It is the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit who have made a permanent residence inside of you. Whose temple you are. Hallelujah. When you believe that, you will see the power of God manifesting through every area of your life. You will see the power of God manifesting through every area of your life. What happens to most people is that every week they say, Lord, get me out of this sin, get me out of that sin. God said, no. Listen, you're waiting for your deliverance from outside. Well, I've already come and stayed inside of you. Come on. If He's already taken a body inside of you, how can you still keep looking out? My sister, this revelation will set you free. And I pray the Holy Ghost will bring it inside of you. The power of God is manifested to people who know their body is the temple of God. Hallelujah. For Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit has taken a permanent residence inside of you. You are not having the devil inside of you. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. You are having the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit of God having taken a permanent residence inside of you. When you believe that, then you will see the power of God manifested. Your drunkenness will break. That won't have a power over you anymore. Your adultery will break. Your fornicating habit will break. You hear that? That's what it means to be born again. The greatest deception to you being born again is what is called a religious system, through which you say, I go to a church, I go to a meeting, I go for a convention, I go for a crusade, I go there and say, I won't drink, I won't smoke, I won't commit adultery, I won't fool, I won't steal, all that you take, and you still go to hell. Why? Because you have not trusted Christ. People will look at you and say, oh, how the anathana way to Kalud Nirti, Alamba Nirti, Vebajara Nirti, Elam Nirti, in the Aragati Tanavu. Jesus has to be there inside of you. You should have trusted Him in for salvation. That's why I hate people who go for retreats and come out and say, I stop all that. It's good. But have you trusted in Christ? Have you allowed Him to come and dwell inside of you, then let me say to you, if not today, tomorrow, that habit will break. If not today, tomorrow, that habit will break. You hear that? The glory of God will be manifested. If the law of Moses could save you, Acts 13, then why did Christ Jesus come? Paul is speaking and asking, if the law of Moses could save you, why did Jesus Christ come? Keeping the law, keeping, I won't do this, I won't do that, I will do this, I won't do that, won't save you. You hear that? Only Jesus can save you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. When you say, I trust in Jesus, I obey you, Lord. I obey your word. Come into my heart. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost takes a permanent residence inside of you. And when you believe that, the power of God is appropriated to every area of your life. Everything that destroys you will be broken. Hallelujah. And the glory of God will be manifested. The exceeding greatness of God's power will be manifested through you. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. This is the word which the Lord gave me today. Hallelujah. Amen. He said this morning, church, understand where the glory is. It's inside of you. When you have trusted in Christ. Hallelujah. If you have not, and you have walked in this morning into this place, you haven't trusted in Jesus, you don't know what the Bible says. Today, trust Him. Believe in Him. Give Him your heart. Consecrate your heart to Him and say, Lord Jesus, come into my heart. Be my Lord. Be my Master. Be my Savior. I know there is salvation only through you. There is no other name given under the heavens through which mankind shall be saved except the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. വേറൊരു നാമമില്ല. ഹല്ലേലൂയ. മാനവ ജാതിക്ക് രക്ഷയ്ക്കായിട്ട് യേശുവിന്റെ നാമമല്ലാതെ. ഹല്ലേലൂയ. ഇഫ് യു ഹാവ് ട്രസ്റ്റഡ് ഇൻ ഹിം, മൈ ബ്രദർ, മൈ സിസ്റ്റർ, ഹല്ലേലൂയ, യു നീഡ് ടു നോ, ഹി അബൈഡിങ് ഇൻ യു ഈസ് വാട്ട് ബ്രിങ്സ് ദ ഗ്ലോറി. ഹല്ലേലൂയ. ബ്ലെസ്ഡ് ബി ദ നെയിം ഓഫ് ജീസസ്. ദിസ് മോർണിംഗ് ക്ലോസ് യുവർ ഐസ് ആൻഡ് ആസ്ക് ദ ഹോളി സ്പിരിറ്റ് ടു ഗിവ് യു റെവലേഷൻ. ഗിവ് യു റെവലേഷൻ. ഗിവ് യു റെവലേഷൻ. ഗിവ് യു റെവലേഷൻ. Oh, hallelujah. Why do you allow the enemy to trample you when you have boldness with God? Hallelujah. Don't think like the devil. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Think the word of God. Hallelujah. Look at the word of God this morning. This morning, as we sit here with our eyes closed, if there might be anybody in this congregation this morning who feel that you haven't trusted Jesus, all the while you are trying to lead a good life, maybe by keeping the word, maybe by trying to live up by your own strength, you can never be an overcomer, you can never be victorious, you can never have eternal life. You've been trying all that all through these years, but I pray that today you will humble yourself, open your heart and say, Jesus, come into my heart. I trust you alone for my salvation. I trust you alone for my victory. I trust you alone. Come into my heart. I love you, Lord. I want to obey you. I receive you. Come into my heart. I believe that you have taken residence inside of me. Oh, hallelujah. Open your mouth and pray. If you have never been born again, you say, Jesus Christ, come into my heart. Come into my heart, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you for your blood that forgives me from my sin. Hallelujah. Oh, I'm sorry for my unbelief. Hallelujah. I confess my unbelief as a sin. Oh, hallelujah. Unbelief is like a wall in front of you, and that is why you can't feel anything. But today, if you will trust in deep within and say, Lord, I trust in you. I trust in you. I trust in you that you are inside of me. It's not the devil. Hallelujah. Jesus, come and take your abode in me. Make your residence inside of me. Open your mouth and pray, church. Open your mouth and pray. 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 Hallelujah. Come on, come, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Rusala Rabadanasia. Jijara Makara Santana. Jaradula Santara Kareya. Kalpura Jan Sandurajanasia. Hallelujah. Let the glory of God rise over you. Hallelujah. As you believe, may the exceeding greatness of God's power be manifested in every area of your life. May your unclean habits be broken. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. As you believe in the word of the Lord. Hallelujah. That you are the permanent residence of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Oh, may the life of God begin to flow through you. Mighty Father, we give you glory. We give you honor. In Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. From April 12th onwards, April 12th, that is the Monday, April 12th to May 2nd, we are having 21 days of fasting and prayer in the church here. Hallelujah. 21 days, hallelujah, worshiping the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise be to the name of the Lord. 21 days. So make sure that you keep first and primary that in prayer. Second, ask the Holy Spirit to give you the grace to worship the Lord with fasting and prayer. Amen? Hallelujah. I think it'll be a glorious time. We're going to see some amazing things happen here. Hallelujah. We're going to see some amazing things happen here. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory unto the name of Jesus. I'm so excited. Hallelujah. Make sure that you begin to ask the Lord to give you grace. Amen. Because you cannot do it in the flesh. Are you with me? You need the grace of God. You need the strength of God. I am more than aware than any one of you that we need the grace of God. So ask Him for that. Ask Him for that help. Pray for the church. Amen.